Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anthony Sain covers the Memphis Grizzlies for Sports Illustrated and Grizzlies Maven. He's in the building every Wednesday. He's in the building now. Let's get it.
Now, it's Anthony Sain covering the Memphis Grizzlies for Sports Illustrated's Grizzlies Maven on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sain, happy new year, brother.
Man, appreciate you, brother.
Are you a philosophical man? Do you reflect when the new year begins on what you want to accomplish in the year ahead?
Nah, man, just get a new calendar. I don't even do that no more.
Really?
Phones for all that,
no. You don't do resolutions, man?
Nah, I try to be all the time same dude across the board, you know.
No, new year, none of that for you.
I think if you're waiting to the new year to change stuff about yourself, bro, you got bigger issues. Like you should constantly be trying to improve yourself, make yourself a better.
No matter what the calendar says.
Regardless of what the calendar says. Start today. Don't wait till
start today.
I like that.
Like I stopped smoking in what, September?
Yeah,
exactly. You didn't wait till January 1st.
Yeah.
See, now he walked into the new year, a new man.
Well, think about
already
this.
Already 4 months in.
Think about this, saying like if Lizzo, right? Like don't wait until 2020.
Oh, no. Be talking about Lizzo.
Hey, fall. You stay on Lizzo though, bro. I think you got a big girl fetish on the slick too, Jason.
No.
Me and John.
No, I do not. I just feel like you should wear clothes if you're gonna go out in public.
Yeah, I wish on it.
When
yeah.
You're that big.
Ain't nothing wrong with the big girls though, bro.
No, I mean I just feel like, you know, it would not be the worst thing in the world if she dropped 10 pounds.
Because John says it'd be good for our heart.
It would be.
You tripping for our
this
heart.
Is
yeah,
science.
He is full of it on that.
This
you
is tripping, science.
Bro.
But my
I
point is,
we're about 10, bro.
If exactly, you're right. If we're dealing more like what 75, I mean, what are we talking? What do you think?
I don't know why you are so offended,
bro.
Put a number.
I didn't tell y'all what
well,
it is.
I mean, we could be real in 2020, can't it?
Yeah, I think being real would include you saying that you really got a big girl fetish, man.
No,
you just be bringing her name up out of nowhere, bro. For real.
No, I mean, she's just the most famous. She's the most, you know, she's popping. I give her credit. Like, I'm happy for her success,
but
for
John
real.
Doesn't like
and I want
in
her
his
to
face.
Stick around.
Well, John, I like a little extra cushion for the pushing, but Rizzo, Lizzo, she's not my type, but
exactly.
You know,
call that girl Rizzo.
Yeah, Lizzo, yeah, she ain't my type.
Rizzo. Like Anthony, right? Like,
let me ask you this because it will lead us into some NBA.
Yeah.
If you got your little guy at a game, right, and she's out there showing off at like she was at the Lakers game, you got to explain that to your little guy.
Yeah,
and,
she right. And you saying, shouldn't yeah, have she 100%
wrong. You shouldn't have to make a choice right there.
Even though it was LA though, I mean, you kind of you know you're getting some wacky stuff out there.
But you ain't expect to see no naked booty.
Agreed. That's too far. It's way too.
Yeah, I mean, ain't nobody say. I think I'm gonna see some naked tails. Today.
When I buy that ticket, exactly. Yeah. I'm not looking for naked tails.
Nobody needs to see that curtain that you got on.
Again, it's almost the flaunting of it. I think it's going a little.
100%
agree. I like big bodies and being proud of it, but the flaunting of it, it goes a little. Saint, how excited are you about these Grizzlies? You sound like Giannotto thinking they're gonna make the playoffs.
Man,
I read a tweet from you last night.
You heckled Calkins.
Man, it was bro. I had the funniest like tears running down my eyes moment laughing at Calkins yesterday.
Did that make Calkins uncomfortable?
Of course it did.
Yeah,
and the thing was, he was so far down, and I'm like always the loudest, most inappropriate dude in the media section. It's been that way for years. So when I saw Jeff, I didn't really say much to Jeff. I was saving it. I said, if we win this game tonight, I'm gonna mess with Jeff. So I screamed down and I cursed at him like it. I'm like screaming.
Wait a minute, you're cursing from press row?
Yeah, I dropped F-bombs on Jeff last night in reference to us going to the playoffs. And Jeff couldn't make out what I was saying because I wasn't.
Because you're so far from.
Are
you on press row, bro? Like,
no, I'm not on the floor.
They
got me in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because you're in the ceiling?
Right. So I use the code switch when I go to games. But when the games come on, South Memphis come out when I'm actually the game starts. So I was yelling in South Memphis at Jeff, and Jeff had no clue what I was talking about. So he looked at me, and he dipped his glasses, and he had a look on his face, okay, I'm too old for this crap. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You were heckling.
We're going to do a little intervention. I'm telling you, if you keep wilding out on press row like that, and more importantly, making Jeff uncomfortable,
I'm going to get an email.
They're going to give you an email. They're going to send you an email, bro.
They already did it for the
Tigers
game.
For Tiger basketball, yeah.
Do you know what happened?
I know exactly what happened.
Wait a minute, I need some background on this. This happened at the Tigers basketball game?
Okay, so at the last home game, they gave everybody a sheet of paper from the U.S. Basketball Writers Association Code of
Ethics.
Yeah.
And
there was an email from the University of Memphis.
But I thought that was about something that happened in the post-game press conference, not about what's happening on press row during the game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Something happened, though, and Anthony says he knows what happened.
It triggered them to refresh.
So what happened?
Well, y'all know I'm good friends with my boy Anthony Robinson from We Don't Bluff.
Brother Robinson, yes.
Yeah, and he told me he believes he's the culprit. It wasn't.
He thinks he's the reason they right. sent the email.
They didn't come to him and say, what happened?
Are you aware of this, DC?
Okay.
I'm not.
No, nobody knows.
I saw the email, but I don't know what it was
right.
about.
They didn't come to him and say, hey, we're about to send this email out because of you.
Right.
But he came to me and said, I think that I'm the reason why the email came out. I said, well, what did you do? He said, well, I was at the press conference when Memphis beat Tulane. No, when we beat Tennessee. When they went to Knoxville and beat Tennessee. Yeah, and they said that at the press conference, after it was over, that Anthony yelled out, go Tigers, at the end of it.
Oh, bro. So,
wait a minute.
So, Anthony covers the Tigers.
Right.
For, We Don't Bluff.
Yeah. Not me, Anthony Robinson.
Yeah.
Who's a good great friend of mine.
Up in Knoxville.
We're part of the finesse game.
Up in Knoxville, he said, go
and
Tigers
probably
in the press room.
That's
like taking James Wiseman from Innsworth. You think them folks at Innsworth, they
were ticked off.
Them folks at Tennessee said, oh, hell no.
Yeah, shout out to Anthony Robinson, finesse game. Me and him, core members.
Who did he yell, go Tigers at?
I don't know. He just said it, I guess.
Okay. So he just said
it. When he said it, I was in tears laughing at him because he's wild. He'll say anything.
Yes.
Well, the old adage is no cheering in the press box, and
right, and they and that was like
so they're trying to slap.
Well, that's the case. I'm a bad
thing. He thinks that's what it is. They haven't said that though.
Yeah, they didn't come to him and say that, but he thinks he's the reason why.
I have the. I mean, the email's language is like very. you know, it's very. This I'll just read. I won't read the whole thing, but it says we have had a couple of incidents in the post game interview room that I would like to address before we get any further.
When I read that, I just figured here in
Memphis. Well, so like, let's be honest about it, like. I don't know names, and I'm not going to say names, but like I can't remember what game it was, but a woman came into the post game press conference room in a James Wiseman East High School jersey.
Okay.
Like that's, I mean, as a working media member,
well,
you know what I mean?
That's the thing, is if like, she's in me, is yeah, if she's no. in media role.
Well, she was,
like if she's
yeah,
just
she,
there as a family member and just
no,
kind
no,
of,
she, no, she
we've
wasn't
had
just
that
like,
before too.
No.
If she's like asking questions.
Well, I don't think she was asking questions, but you could tell like she's a media member. You know what I mean? Like she's definitely a media member. And that's just like, I mean, I love James as much as anybody else.
You're telling me it could have been about her.
And it could have been.
Maybe not about our brother Robinson.
I don't know, bro. But he told me he felt guilty because of what he thought it was about him. But it might have been about what y'all was talking.
Have you ever gotten an email from the Grizzlies like
man,
this?
Man, come on, bro. You know the Grizzlies, they own some stuff with me, bro.
Like, if you keep on yelling at Calkins from across the room.
Don't heckle Calkins. He's not the enemy.
He's got pulled down there.
I done made a corporate turn now because I'm corporate as a mug with them now.
Right.
They laugh at me now.
You said you code switch.
Yeah, because I'd be like, bro, there's so much stuff I'd be wanting to say on Twitter, but they just started laughing at it because it kind of got me where I can't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, bro,
All right, so on
I've gotten emails for you.
On to what the Grizzlies are actually doing on the court.
Oh, yeah,
that is moving you to curse out Calkins on press row.
That's pretty moving.
What do you think? I mean, what do you think of what you're seeing?
Man, this is a super exciting feeling, man. It's crazy, man, because, like, people talk about, you know, the grit and grind era. I love the grit and grind era. It was magical moments. The stuff that we're getting ready to see now, man, this is – we've never seen it, bro. Like I talked about this summer with Ja and Jaren. Ja, we see what he is, and we know what he's going to be. I talked about how Jaren's a player who the NBA may have never seen before, and we're seeing him just put up ridiculous numbers where this dude's getting three blocks and making three threes in a game. Your power forward slash center took 10 3-pointers last night, made four of them. 40%.
Slash wing.
Right, right. It is crazy, man, because his defense is getting back to where it's supposed to be. The fouls are slowing down.
It really has.
He's rebounding. His rebounding numbers are increasing. You know, him and Ja are tied for the lead in points per game. And the future for this team, man, is just is mind-boggling. You know what I mean? And when they went to L.A., and sure, the L.A. was shorthanded or whatever, they put up 140 points on the Clippers, man. Like, you know what I mean? And Ja and Jaren are just doing some remarkable things. Brandon Clark is insane. You got Anthony Melton, who's coming in doing some remarkable things out of nowhere. They've got a ton of assets for the future. And it's crazy. And I joke about, I make jokes about because Evan Barnes, who was at the game yesterday, who covers the Grizzlies, covers the Grizzlies and the Tiger football team a little bit. He's starting to do some Grizzlies stuff. I joked with him. I said, man, where are we staying at? Can I stay at your cousin's house, your grandma's house or something when we go? Because he's from California. He's from L.A. or whatever. I said, we staying at your grandma's house when we go to the finals? But, man, go to the playoffs, but it's like, bro, the Grizzlies could mess around being a playoff team. Like, I'm not predicting it. Like, I'm just, you know, having fun on Twitter or whatever. But, man, we're not supposed to be anywhere close to talking about this type of stuff.
Well, remember, just a few weeks ago, and that's why I'm glad we got you, it's really a couple of months ago, I guess, mm-hmm. but we're saying, man, when are Ja and made this point earlier, when are Ja and Jaren going to play well together? Forget just, like, actually playing well, running some pick and roll right. together. We were talking about how little they had actually run right. in terms of the stuff together. Mm-hmm. And now it's looking like they played together for 2-3 years.
And the decision making. I asked Jaren about that last night that you said that. I said, well, you guys seem like your chemistry is getting better. I said, what happened? He said, man, just time and just kicking it together. He said, it's not been as much basketball stuff. It's just been us spending time together off the court where we've just kind of learned each other and we've gotten more comfortable with each other. Man, those guys are scary together, though, bro.
They are. Oh, especially when they trust each other like last night and Ja's getting double teamed. Right. He knows Jaren's going to be there and finds him, and right. you get the bucket that seals it.
And something else, like I went off on Calkins last night after the game, but I also went off.
You staying in with Calkins.
I went off on somebody else, bro. It was just some random dudes. I don't know if they were scouts. It was some guys I ain't never seen before, but I was just going off.
What were they saying?
What triggered you? We won the game, bro, and I just started going off. I was like, bro, I was like, can I say?
You going to need to stop that.
Yeah,
if
this is just because you're combative.
Be real with you. Because by the time this team gets to really being a playoff team, or really not you know, 22-16 instead of 16-22, yeah, right. you might be going crazy.
But, bro, yes. check this out, though. Like, it was some I was just walking out from the game and I was leaving and I was just started going off. Like, I was like, yeah, bro. Like, I was, can I say, can I use a word? I can. Right?
Yeah, you can.
Is it a certain context I can't use it?
You can't say A-H. See what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So
you can't use descriptive excretory.
Okay.
Whatever that
can
means.
Can I say sorry, A something?
What? Hold on. What did you try to say?
You can't
say,
get
Brad?
Too descriptive. You can say ass, but you can't get.
I ain't trying to discreet nothing.
You can't do a full length.
I ain't trying to discreet nothing, bro.
And Brad got so political, didn't it?
But can I say, like, sorry, A somebody?
I thought that would make you laugh.
Go ahead. It's, I take the tail, it's going to be a little bit.
I read that FCC handbook.
I'm trying to get your attention, Brad.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro.
Can I say sorry, A something?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's an adjective,
so
sure.
I had to remind these dudes on Press Road, like when I was walking by. I wasn't talking directly to nobody. I was just screaming and just talking to the air. I had to let them know, like, this Memphis, this ain't no sorry-ass Phoenix Suns, sorry-ass Kings. We don't rebuild for 15 years, bro. We back. And I just started going off, and it was
here's
like,
a true statement. I'm sure they were offended.
We ain't no sorry-ass Phoenix Suns.
This was in the direction of the visiting Timberwolves media.
Now, I don't know who these dudes were. It was just some dudes that was on Press Road. I was just going off, bro. Like,
okay.
Like we ain't sorry-ass Minnesota, bro. We don't rebuild for 10 years like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So
they were
looking sick after I said
saying we need you. In these segments, we need you covering the Grizzlies.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know, so you know what I'm saying?
Chill out, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to chill out, bro, for real.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just because.
It's something else I'm in danger of messing up on, too. I'm gonna tell you about that out there, though. I can't talk about it. I can't test it out.
We don't need you messing up nothing. We need you here.
You had a date with a big girl, didn't you?
No. Nah, I will now.
Okay. You're certainly not opposed to that.
No. Not at all.
I look at the Grizzlies as, like, I don't put that playoff pressure on them, right? Like, it's been great. It's been fun.
Super fun.
Yeah, like, but I keep it sort of, and don't you think it's wise to keep it in that context? Like, don't try to, like, you know, talk yourself into something that may not ultimately, like, you know what I mean? Because, like, they may or may not make the play. They probably won't make the playoffs. Because these teams are going to make deals at the deadline. The Grizzlies might be among them. It's about the development, which is clearly happening at a faster rate than maybe we thought.
Because you get caught up into it, you'll start doing things like saying, well, maybe we shouldn't trade Jay Crowder at the deadline.
Making that point earlier.
Exactly.
Or maybe we should do this trade to make us better now.
Telling yourself, oh, this is a playoff team.
You just should be super excited that you're ahead of expectation.
Exactly.
You're not the Kings. You're not Phoenix. You're not Atlanta, who got all that hype at the beginning of the postseason. They're still trash. Like, you just be glad that you're not those teams who are constantly rebuilding, you know, like the Phoenixes, the sorry-ass Minnesotas, the sorry-ass Kings. You know, you don't want to be one of those teams. And I'm just glad that we're showing these type of signs this early in the whole process.
Your boy D'Anthony is right up in the middle of it, too.
Oh, yeah, Hilvin.
Because, again, after the scoop shot, D'Anthony gets you a key rebound in that game. And it's not just a bucket here. It's like that. It's like a rebound or a pass or an assist that's needed or a stop. I mean, they have found them one. I guess you were high on him the entire time.
But who found him?
Who found him?
Yeah, like who discovered him?
I ain't gonna take no claim for discovering him.
I've given the claim to you.
I wanted the man
in terms of Memphis media. Who
I want him to be, you know what I'm saying, in the starting lineup, and I still think he's a starter level shooting guard. But I'm fine with him coming out the bench or whatever. But you know what D'Anthony Melton is like, though?
Who?
He's like if Tony Allen went to private school.
That's interesting.
Like if Tony Allen grew up on a whole different side of the tracks. That's
I never thought about that, but like, yeah.
He's almost like
so
a clone.
Little bit more polished, I can see
but
it.
Still the grind.
Yeah, he's kind of like he's kind of like if you mix Conley and T.A. together.
Interesting.
And T.A.'s lack of offense drained Mike's ability to score, and you just kind of got this nice Tony Allen guy because he's like a super nice dude, always smiling, real nice,
right?
Restricted memorable. Guy that you at this point you got to bring back.
Yeah,
right?
You got to bring him back. I don't think it'll really take too much to bring him back either. I don't think you
right.
Probably like 4 or 5 a year, and he's
right. He's not getting like some great big payday.
I feel like he's a part of this. Like,
yeah,
because he's young enough. Like he's athletic enough. Yeah. Like he can carve a role out.
You know, I'm not gonna say core four, but I think he's a part of the guy.
I'm with you. Yeah. Bruno. Not I don't feel he's a part of this. And I don't know where you play him right now because the thing is going so well. But it hasn't come forward. Just like with Rab, you're waiting on it, waiting on it, hoping it. And there's a lot of factors, but I don't see it.
Bruno is a guy who. Bruno has a lot of fans in the fan base. A lot of people are pulling for Bruno. But a lot of people have kind of made Bruno something he's not. For one thing, he's not a wing. He's a power forward. That's his position in today's NBA. He doesn't handle the ball well. He doesn't really show aggression to even want to get to the basket. And he can't guard on the perimeter. He's an excellent defender, but he's a shot protector. I mean, he's a rim protector. He's not.
No, I got you. He can't laterally. He's not moving.
Yeah, he's not that quick on the perimeter. He can knock down shots. His basketball IQ is questionable. I'll say that about Bruno. Yeah. But another thing about Bruno is that like people say, I think Bruno should be a part of the young core. Bruno is young, but he's not NBA young.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is his sixth season in NBA. Mm-hmm. Six.
Should be further along.
Right.
That's where I'm
so
at.
So he's not if you're still treating him like a developmental player, he shouldn't be because he's been in the league since he was 18 years old. So I just think it is what it is with him. I would like to see him take the next leap, but it's just going to be a struggle for him to get minutes in that power forward rotation.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's kind of unfair because there are times where I feel like Bruno could get minutes, but when you got Jaren, Brandon
Clark. That's the league, though. Yeah.
Right. It's just going to be hard for him to find minutes.
Grayson. Pleasantly surprised how he's played lately.
Oh, yeah.
Even with DeAnthony still getting minutes, and when he's in he's playing well.
He had a really good hot streak. He was a little off yesterday, but he gives you the effort. He's fun in the locker room too, bro, because I messed with him about this free throw belt that the Grizzlies have. Y'all seen that whole thing?
I have not seen that.
They've got like this really dope wrestling belt that Grayson carries around. After practice, they have a free throw shooting tournament, and he's the champion. And he did like a little wrestling rant, like going off about, they know what's up. They know they're not getting this from me. He's never lost. Like he beats everybody.
Let me ask you something.
Nobody can beat Grayson.
No, ain't nobody beat
him. It feels like he's liked, and he's a piece in the locker room that folks look to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And like, he's a good
not just
dude.
An outsider. That he's.
Oh yeah, he's in the
mix. Cut out a niche for himself.
And he's I think he's found a home here as far as wanting to be a part because you know Utah didn't use him. And bro, like that's the thing that bothers me about the Anglo-Saxon people like you, John. Like you guys. He was in Utah of all places and couldn't find a home.
Yeah.
And here he is, Memphis, Tennessee, had to love Grayson Allen of all people.
Yes.
Yeah, come on, man. Y'all.
I mean, his time at Duke just turned me off. You know what I mean? Like, he tripped people, man. Like that.
Yeah, but he's learned, though.
He was in Utah and wasn't even loved by
you can literally see it on him.
Yeah. He was in the American motherland of white people and he got no love, bro.
Yeah, well,
he had to come to Memphis, Tennessee.
That tells you a lot.
Who's that?
That tells you a lot.
The kid in Cleveland, Porter.
Yeah.
Remember that game? Porter was giving it. I was watching them, and Porter was giving it to him, calling him a little, boy and all this stuff, trying. And the old Grayson, I think, would have reacted
tried to bite
and
ear off of him.
Folded up and maybe not been a factor the rest of the way, at least to where you got to pull him off the floor. And I thought he responded so well to that, didn't get sucked in.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the growth.
But he cut up a little bit, but he didn't go full basketball diaries like we've seen him go.
Nah, he's learned. I think he's learned. Is he fully past it? I doubt it. It's probably a day-to-day like he told us in the media days. Day-to-day struggle for him. I got to focus on the positive. But I like the growth I've seen. Separate from just the actual basketball.
And something else about Grayson, not just trying to put his business out here, something that you might not have known, but I think that you might be attracted to or, you know, interested in. I know he said that he's got, like, counseling and therapy
to help
him with this stuff.
Yeah.
But I think some of that might include some spiritual stuff, too, as far as Grayson is concerned.
Good for him.
Yeah, not trying to put my man business out there.
I'm about to be visiting some churches with you, man.
Come on, man. I got to get it back on, man.
Yeah.
For real? What?
Yeah. Yeah, they wanted too much for the space.
So y'all
out here
building
with no walls. Been out there.
No
a couple
walls.
Services,
having
no
walls.
No walls,
is
bro.
Oh man.
Come on now, man.
So I'm gonna be visiting. So y'all taking that to the wrong to where the place of God.
No, he said it, man. Not me. Yeah.
That's a bad place to be.
I don't have
a wall.
Or walls, bro.
I haven't heard that phrase since White Station High School.
Yeah,
no walls. Okay,
I'm 40, man, so no walls. You know,
that's par for the course. Yeah, that's like you get like one wall. It's like, yeah, whew, thank God.
Yeah, exactly. one little corner to work with, I'd be all right.
No. Woo. Right, y'all wrong.
Look, I gotta ask you that. We haven't asked you yet. John Morant got invited to the dunk contest. Mm. Do you think he'll play?
Man, I don't know, man, because he's being super weird about it.
Yeah.
Like, because he hadn't, like, bro, just accept or decline. Like, he's like, well, I'm just going to think about it. I'm going to think about it.
Because he's doing a video or something. They're putting it together. They're right. Don't you come into that thing big time and you announce it like that.
So what
I think he's weighing whether he thinks it's important enough. Like, whether he thinks it's worth.
Right.
Because if he goes out there and loses, then it's like.
What if he loses what?
Nothing.
Like, I'm thinking, like, what he might be thinking. Like, well, you know, it might just be a bad look.
That's a bad way to think, though.
That's what I'm saying. I just say,
it only helps the legend of Ja Morant. He's a rookie.
Right.
You know? I mean, how many rookies get a chance to participate in the dunk contest?
Because if he's out there with a fly pair of shoes and Nike made for him.
Yes.
Good enough. Grizzly jersey on. Like, you know, that
can. It's a popularity thing anyway.
I said this on Calkins. If Ja Morant does not accept the invitation to the dunk contest, they should stop having it.
That's real.
They should stop having it.
That means something. That means he's lost all his luster.
Yeah, because like if a rookie, again, I love Ja,
mm-hmm.
but if a rookie is not going to take you up on an invitation,
mm-hmm.
Who can you expect to get? You're going to be getting these ninth, tenth men, you know, on these benches that don't play, who nobody knows. And yeah, maybe there'll be a year where you get like a Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon type of year, but those will be few and far between.
Well, yeah, I asked Jaren would he let Ja dunk on him in the contest, and Jaren said depending on he had to be super fresh. Jaren said he had to have the freshest outfit.
Depending on what he had on.
Yeah, depending on what
he was dunk on me.
Right, that was crazy. But, yeah, that was Jaren's logic. Long as I'm fresh, I guess he can jump over me. I don't want to be looking bad and get dunked on.
Right. Well, all right.
Step towards good, solid teammates.
Yeah, yep. You got to stop yelling, though, at people, man, because they're going to be winning some games here over the next month. I mean, they play some dog teams. So there's going to be a lot of heckling from you.
We don't need them sending you any emails.
Yeah,
son.
Bro. I go off.
Need you there.
Yeah, and Calkins
cursing them folks out when they're
man, just be coming out, bro.
Not Calkins. Calkins is not the enemy. You know what I mean?
No, it's just. If y'all had saw Jeff's reaction, bro, like
I can see him right now.
He pulled his glasses down.
I got him when I sent him that challenging email. I said, "You and me, we gonna have it." And he looked down over his glasses. Said, "Yo, yeah. I'm management."
And you know what he said? He said, "That's what he said when you email."
That's Jeff.
Look down over them glasses. Yeah.
Who is this again? Yeah. We hired a preps writer.
What?
He's emailing me.
I don't give a damn.
Anyway,
appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, thanks for coming in as always, Anthony. Say.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.